All right, church, thanks for checking in. Today we're in Joshua chapter 14, and we're actually going to lump a part of Joshua 14 to a part of Joshua 15, because there's a story that starts in chapter 14 and then ends in chapter 15. So it says this, Joshua 14, starting in verse 6, it says, "The sons of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, 'You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 42 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought word back to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, for I followed the Lord my God fully. So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord your God fully. Now behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I'm 85 years old today. I am still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now, for war and for going out and for coming in. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out as the Lord has spoken.' So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, until this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. And then the land had rest from war." That is the end of chapter 14, okay? Now chapter 15 is going to tell you the full picture of the tribal allotment that the tribe of Judah gets. And then partway into explaining all of this, it says verse 13 of chapter 15, "He gave Caleb the son of Jephunneh a portion among the sons of Judah according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is Hebron, and Caleb drove them out from there." So that's chapter 15, but it connects them together. But let's just look at this Caleb guy. You might be familiar with this. You need to be. All right, Caleb and Joshua are the oldest men in Israel. When you're reading the book of Joshua, these two guys are the oldest ones there. All right, and not only that, but they're a good bit older than everybody else. Remember, 40 years before this, before the book of Joshua begins, 40 years in the past, you read it in the book of Numbers, the people of Israel, led by Moses, arrive at a place called Kadesh Barnea. And Moses sends spies out to spy on the land and give a report back. Joshua and Caleb are two of those spies. The other 10 all come back and say, "There's giants living in the land. It's a great, beautiful, wonderful land, full of all sorts of everything, milk and honey and everything. It's incredible, but there's giants there. And if we go, they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us all. They're going to eat us for breakfast. We should not go." And the whole nation of Israel becomes terrified. And when you make decisions based on fear, you know you're making bad decisions. It's a bad way to do it. You live by faith and not by sight, and you do not live in fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, right? Okay, so Joshua and Caleb are the lone guys that come back and say, "Hey, it's a great land. There's giants in the land, and God can beat them. So let's go, guys. Let's get it." And the people of Israel get so fearful. They're quaking in fear. They're actually getting ready to kill Joshua and Caleb and Moses and everybody. And just, "Hey, we're terrified. Nobody lead us across into this, because we're going to get killed if we go. We got to get out of here. And these guys are telling us we should fight them. What? They want us to get killed. Let's kill them." And so Caleb remembers this. This was an important, his life, God himself saved their lives that day from his own people, from the people of Israel. And so Caleb remembers this, Joshua remembers this, and God says, "Everybody in this generation is going to die. Every single one is going to die in the wilderness. You're going to wander the wilderness for 40 years until you're all dead, except Joshua and Caleb, and they're still there." And that's why I say they're the oldest ones in Israel, because they are, okay? He's 85 years old, and he remembers. He remembers it, and he's talking to Joshua because he knows Joshua remembers it. And he says Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully. Now the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. That means there have been 5 years. When we're at this point in Joshua 14, 5 years have passed from Joshua taking over the leadership of Israel to Caleb here. That means Caleb waited his turn. Not only did he wait for 40 years in the wilderness, but he waited 5 more years of all these campaigns, these military attacks and campaigns. We read, of course, about Jericho, famous, Ai, pretty famous, and then there's this big, long list. They didn't do it overnight, all right? The one day God caused there not to be an overnight, he just stopped the sun in the sky. But point being, it takes a while to move an entire nation from city to city conquering the land. And Caleb was perfectly fine to just go along and help every tribe get their inheritance. And he says, look, we're talking about Judah now and Judah's inheritance. Well, look, I traveled there and I set my foot there. And God said through Moses that wherever I put my foot, that's going to be my land and my descendants forever. I don't want it. And remember, God had told that to Joshua too, chapter 1. Wherever you set your foot, I'll give it to you. And Caleb's like, all right, I set my foot there 45 years ago. That's mine. I have first dibs, right? I want this stuff. And look at what it is, too. This is not like easy country to attack. All right? This is hill country. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there, talking to Joshua, with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I will drive them out as the Lord has spoken. Joshua bless him, gives him the city of Hebron. The name of Hebron, verse 15, was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. And then the land had rest from war. The Anakim are a race of giants, all right? I know you want to know more about giants, don't you? The giants, the Anakim, the Nephilim, these kinds of stuff, we should do a series on it. It is important. It has a place, but it is important. But we're not doing it today, sorry. The Anakim are a race of giants. Arba is the greatest of these giants. And then when we get into 15, which I started reading and started showing you, verse 13, he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah, according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, as Hebron. Verse 14, Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went from there, and it goes on. He took the hardest place, the toughest city with the biggest giants. That's what he signed up for. And he got them. And he got them. And he says this. He says, behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years. In verse 11, I am still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now. For war and for going out and coming in. Now, I want the hill country full of giants. Let's have it. That's what he says. The hill country full of the biggest giants with the biggest fortified cities. That's what I want. I saw it 45 years ago. God said I could have it. Let's get it. All right. Now, think about this. This is an 85-year-old man. He's the oldest man in Israel. He and Joshua. And he is bold and he remembers clearly and he wants it. And he says this, it's just fascinating. I'm still as strong today as I was then. Now, objectively speaking, do you know any 85-year-olds that could say that and be telling the truth? Of course not, right? Yeah, there's nobody who's 85 years old who is just as strong as he was when he was 45 or 40, right? Objectively speaking, that is not a believable statement. And yet he says it, and yet he goes and does it. And so I think it probably is accurate. And remember that's, you remember how Moses died? He's 120 years old. And he's still just as strong as he was before. It says his eye is not dimmed and he has all the strength and vigor. God himself took Moses and buried him. And Deuteronomy 34, it says this. Although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated. He was strong and healthy, all right? Caleb says, I'm still just as strong. We also know that during those 40 years of wandering, that their sandals did not wear out, that their clothes did not wear out. God blessed them. He provided for them. He took care of them. And Caleb lost 40 years of his life wandering in that wilderness for no fault of his own, because he was the faithful guy. He and Joshua were the faithful ones. And they stuck it out and they said, God can do this. And they lost 40 years because they were part of Israel, and Israel needed to learn some lessons, and that whole generation had to die off. And only the faithful ones live. That means the faithful ones are the leaders, and they're going to lead the new generation in righteousness as the old unfaithful generation dies off. And that's what happened. And God, it was by God's design. And their sandals did not wear out. Their garments did not wear out. And Caleb, who lost 40 years of his life, he lost it. It was spent in the wilderness learning lessons that he already knew. And yet he didn't get jaded and cynical. He didn't get grumpy. When they finally did cross the Jordan River, he didn't just immediately run down here to Hebron and say, I'm taking it now. I'm sick of waiting for you guys. No, he waited his turn. He waited the 5 more years, helped them conquer their land. And he said, I'm still just as strong. God blessed him. God provided for him. God met his needs. And God said, yeah, you lost 40 years, but you didn't lose your strength. You're still good to go. Keep that faith. Keep going. And not only that, buddy, but you're going to get the biggest and toughest city there is. It's yours. It's your for your descendants forever. And you're going to be part of the tribe of Judah to do it. Just an incredible man of faith here. He does not get the kind of, you don't think about him as much as you think of Joshua. Joshua gets a whole book called Joshua, and he's the senior leader of Israel. And Caleb is this number two guy that you read about back in Numbers at Kadesh Barnea, and you don't see his name again, really, until Joshua here in smack in the middle. But he has kept his faith the whole time. He's kept his joy, his energy, his eagerness, his faithfulness. He's good to go. And not only that, but we'll hit it again when we get to chapter 15. But look at this. After doing this, after taking those three sons of Anak in Joshua 15, verse 14, then the next verse, verse 15, then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, the one who attacks Kiriath Sepher and captures it, I will give him Aksa, my daughter, as a wife. So after taking the big one with the three sons of Anak, Hebron, formerly Kiriath Arba, named after the greatest of the giant race, Arba. After all of this, he says, I want my daughter to have one too. Because God said it would be for me and my descendants forever, and my daughter's a descendant, and she's going to get one. And I want her to take this Kiriath Sepher. And I did the hardest work of taking the hill country in the city of Hebron with all these big guys in it. And now my daughter gets a city too. And she, we'll look at her. She's in herself is an incredible. We'll be in chapter 15 tomorrow or the next day, so we'll look closer at her. But today we're on Caleb. he wants something for his descendants. God said it would be me and my descendants. Well, I have a descendant. Let's get it to her. And they get that too. This is a man of faith who does not settle. He lost 45 years or whatever, and he does not. It didn't affect him. He's just still just as strong, still just as faithful, still just as aggressive and just as eager. And he's not even satisfied after taking his big city and getting his land and, wow, I could sit back and relax and enjoy my retirement finally. Nope. He says there's more. There's a city down the hill, down the road here. There's another city. Nobody's gotten it yet? Come on, guys. Little whippersnappers don't know what you're doing. This old man is going to get it done. All right. That's how you do it. That is what faith looks like. That is what faith looks like back in the book of Numbers when he had faith against all sight. The sight of giants scared everybody else. He said, I live by faith, not by sight. The sight of all of Israel getting ready to kill him doesn't care, doesn't faze him. He's going to trust in God and stand his ground. The sight of losing all of his peers for 40 straight years, his entire generation dies off in the wilderness, and he's just drudging, like, come on, guys, when are we going to get in there? Doesn't lose his joy, does not lose his faith. Finally gets there, and for 5 years, he helps everyone else get their land. And now finally, he says, let's get it, my turn now. And after my turn, my descendants turn. And he does not give up. That is how you finish well. I do not know how he died. Did he live another 85 years after this? Did he die the next day? I don't know. I just know that what he lost in those 40 years of wilderness, God blessed him and still held all of his promises. Everywhere you set your foot is yours. And he says, I'm going to set my foot in some pretty big places because I trust God. And he gets it. All right, that's how you finish well. You finish well. You continue the fight of faith through all the drudgery, through all the wilderness, through all the battles, through it all. You continue and you don't stop until it's for your descendants too. You look out for them as well. All right, it's not about you. It's about God's blessings. It's about God. God keeps his promises. Trust him. All right, God bless you. Learn from Caleb. We named one of our sons Caleb after this guy. We want to raise up men of faith. All right, men of faith who know how to win and don't give up till they do. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll continue looking at some of the stuff in chapter 15. See you then.